Technically, Republican Representative Jackie Toledo's proposal is called H.J.R. 999. It's pretty straightforward.
Joint Resolution 999 extends the legislature's power to impeach state officers for committing misdemeanors in office to include the state's 20 state attorneys and public defenders around the state.
The legislature already has the power to impeach the governor, lieutenant governor, cabinet members, state Supreme Court justices, and state judges. But the Constitution doesn't mention prosecutors and public defenders. Toledo essentially told the House Public Integrity and Ethics Committee, fair is fair.
This would also be leveling the playing field between state attorneys, public defenders, and judges who are subject to impeachment and bring them all to the same accountability level.
Toledo's ballot measure was a sleeper when she filed it in February. Only policy wonks seem to care about an arcane impeachment power, or for that matter, punishing prosecutors and public defenders. But that changed dramatically just a few weeks later, when Aramis Ayala, Florida's first African-American state attorney, shook the political world.
Fox 35 and the Orlando Sentinel. This is Orlando News Now.
Our state attorney caused quite a firestorm this week when she announced that she is not going to be pursuing death penalty cases at all.
Death penalty supporters were outraged, especially since Ayala's office was prosecuting a heinous double murder.
And most notably in the case of Markeith Lloyd, who shot and killed his pregnant ex-girlfriend and also police officer Deborah Clayton.
Florida PBA President John Rivera called Ayala a coward, while progressive groups praised her bravery. An angry Governor Rick Scott transferred the Lloyd prosecution and eventually a handful of others to a special prosecutor.
It bothers me. I just think every citizen deserves a state attorney that's going to fully prosecute cases. And so I want to thank Brad King for taking on the cases.
Ayala is asking the Florida Supreme Court to halt Scott's order and confirm her discretionary powers. Meanwhile, House and Senate leaders are slashing her budget by $1.3 million. But Toledo's resolution didn't get a single Senate hearing. During a House committee debate, Miami Beach Democrat David Richardson seemed suspicious.
So I'm just curious what the genesis of this is. Do we have any instances of state's attorneys or public defenders that may be in need of corrective action?
Toledo insisted she had no specific case in mind, and it's not clear whether the measure would apply in the Ayala case. Officials have to be found guilty of a misdemeanor to be impeached, and Ayala has not been accused of a crime. But Republican Representative Chuck Clemons of Jonesville warned committee members, it's always better to be safe than sorry.
I believe that planning ahead is a lot better, and to recognize that there's a particular glitch here. Why would we wait until there's an event, an occurrence, some sort of untoward action?
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.